apology, his apology, so he will be, he might join us late. So Dr. Kuyas, seconded Dr. Koronov to chair the meeting on his behalf. According to procedure, we're supposed to nominate and second Honorable Koronov. So that's going to be your move. Seconded by Honorable Mare. Thank you. Dr. Koronov?
Thank you, Mr. Members, we welcome everybody. Any apologies? The chairperson.
Honorable Michael will be joining us in a few minutes, and Mr. Sondra is attending the manner committee.
Thank you. There's only one item on the agenda, and that is a consideration of the budgetary review and recommendation report. You remember last week we discussed the document. We made some inputs. So I'm going to hand over to the secretary of the committee to take us through the document. It's a known document. It's not the first time you see it. So I'm going to ask members, with your permission, that we ask the secretary to go page by page, and after each page, I will just say, do we agree? And as we progress, when we get to page number 920, then we adopt it. Agree? Secretary, can I hand over to you?
Thank you, Doc. The first page of the report is the budgetary review and recommendation report of the Portfolio Committee on Public Enterprises. The due date for this report is the 23rd of October. The 24th will be the medium-term budget policy statement by the Minister of Finance. The first two paragraphs basically speaks about what informs this report and what empowers Parliament to change money bills, which is the Money Bills and Related Matters Act, Amendment Procedures and Related Matters Act. And then the second, number two, is the mandate of the committee.
Agreed, page one. Thank you.
Page three, focuses on... Okay, madam.
We either say 8 state-owned companies and say PBMR care and maintenance under the authority of ESCOM, or we say 9 and we mention PBMR. Agreed?
Where we start with the vision of the department, and then the entities that that report into the Department of Public Enterprises, there we have mentioned PBMR, so we'll be consistent and mentioned in the first. And then the overall objective of the portfolio of the department is to provide an effective state-owned enterprise shareholder management system and to support and promote economic efficiency within each of the state-owned enterprises. Then 3.3 is oversight responsibilities over state-owned enterprises, which is the responsibilities of the minister, which is the department. It is all the responsibilities, appointment of board of directors, approval of significant material transactions, issuing of a statement of strategic intent, and enforcing accountability and taking remedial action. 3.4 is the strategic role of the Department of Public Enterprises.
Agreed to page 2? Any amendments? Agreed to.
And then 3.5 refers to outcome 6, which is the service delivery agreement that the minister has with the president. So in terms of that, this is the four strategic outcomes that the minister has to deliver on, to deliver outcomes, which is improving the delivery and maintenance of infrastructure and monitoring the rollout of Transnet and Eskom's world programs, achieving policy and regulatory clarity in sectors in which the state-owned companies operate, improving the operational efficiencies of state-owned companies, particularly in relation to the reliable delivery of rail and port services, and the reliable generation, distribution, and transmission of electricity, developing operational indicators for each of the required sub-outputs identified as part of the delivery agreement. Where necessary, this will be included in the shareholder compact concluded between the board and the SOCs and the minister. So these are the outcomes of that were signed by the president. And 3.6 speaks to the performance of the department in relation to this outcome 6. Then we've named some of the things that the department has done so far in terms of improving competition and regulation, which is work on the rail policy and rail act, has progressed through the finalization of a draft green paper, including industry stakeholder consultations. A private sector partnership framework has been developed to address private sector participation in rail infrastructure investment. Outcome two is the generation, distribution, and transmission of energy, which speaks about the legislation for the creation of the ISMO that is in Parliament.
We agreed to on page 3. Page 4.
And then also we've mentioned the, in terms of generation and transmission of electricity, we've mentioned that how many, approximately 248,000 households were electrified during the period from November 2010 to November 2011. And 363,655 homes were connected to off-grid solar systems. And then we also give the Eskom grid programs as at the end of 2011, how they have gone in terms of the build project, the progress thereof. And then in terms of logistics, 3.6.3, logistics, road, rail, and ports. How much of the total freight of tons per annum have increased? And then we also mentioned the productivity improvements at the port of Durban Container Terminal. The Transnet build projects are generally on track. It speaks about the additional container terminals which will be added for the port of Ngqura. And then we also mentioned the national multi-product pipeline. I'm already on the second page. Must I complete? And then on page 4, we say a total of 875,000 containers have been handled at port of Ngqura since it opened in October 2009, and the additional two berths will improve capacity to 800,000 containers per annum.
Can we approve page 4 up to this point in time? No amendments? Agreed to?
Yeah. And then on page 5, we also mentioned the national multi-product pipeline. It was completed and commissioned in January 2012. Three rail branch line opportunities for private sector concession in 2012-13 have been identified, and there has been consultation with KwaZulu-Natal, Northern Cape, and Free State provinces in the regard.
Members, are you happy with the pace we take? Yes.
3.6.4, information and communication technology. As part of its mandate to increase access to broadband services, broadband infrastructure has access to 18 points of presence, of which 5 are open access sites in the main centers. The wholesale broadband prices have dropped by about 73% due to the establishment of broadband infrastructure. And then Centec and Infraco have also commenced with the broadband plan for the KwaZulu-Natal province pilot project, and site surveys on 3 districts have been completed. This is the performance of the department in line with the outcome 6. 3.7 basically speaks about the program structure. The first paragraph speaks to the newly developed vision of the department, which is right investment, activity and transformation in its portfolio of SOCs. They are customers and suppliers as to unlock growth, drive growth to drive industrialization, create jobs, and develop skills. In this, the department has trimmed its 6 programs into 3. So we try and go into the 3 of the programs.
Agree on page 5. Comment over it.
Yes, just one little point. The POPs, sorry, the POPs of in front of France. When we were on the oversight visit, you mentioned the figure of 48 countrywide. And now we are saying that now we're recording 18 here. I wonder who can clarify that discrepancy. They did say, we did ask them, how many POPs do you have in other countries? They said 48.
You have the answer.
No, not yet, but thanks for giving me the opportunity. I'm not sure whether they were points of presence. It could be connections, or because there are also clients that connect to the points of presence and then that distribute services to everyone. But I think with the secretary will check that with the annual report. The annual report is there. I'll just make sure if that is the points of presence or whether the clients that they have that connect to the points of presence. We'll just double check if that is
thank
there.
You. Page 5, we agree. Page 6.
Okay, the first program is administration. The mandate of which is to provide strategic management, direction, and administrative support to the department, which enables the department to meet its strategic objectives. This particular program is expected to spend in total about 104.4 million from the 2012-2013 department budget. The program's priority areas include the following, which is the continuous performance improvement to ensure service delivery, effective talent management and attraction and retention of key skills, consistent and clear messaging on government intent for state-owned companies. And then for this one, we've mentioned that the Director General has pointed out that only a budget increase would enable them to appoint the required employees. The current budget, however, does not cater for a staff increase, and this requires a challenge for the department. Over the medium term, the expenditure is expected to increase to 116.4 million at an average of 4.7%, mainly to provide for inflation-related adjustments and the centralization of services. Legal governance is the second one. It's responsible for the provision of legal services and corporate governance systems, and to facilitate the implementation of all legal aspect transactions that are strategically important to the department and the state-owned companies, and ensure alignment with government strategic intent. The expenditure for this particular program for 2012-2013 is expected at 6.9 million, and the key focus areas is to provide legal services to the department and support oversight of state-owned companies. Repeal of the Aventura Resort Act. This will be initiated once the process to unwind and deregister Aventura is completed. The program is about The management provides strategic leadership and management for the program personnel. And then the second paragraph speaks about the expenditure of this program. The expenditure is expected to increase to 23.7 million in 2012-13. Researcher? That is it. Second paragraph. The expenditure is expected to increase from 23.7 million in 2011-2012 at an average of 11.1%, and it's expected to increase to 32.9 million over the medium term at an average annual rate of 11.6%. This is mainly due to the centralization of legal services from the sector unit and the shifting of the risk, compliance, and secretariat functions from the administration program as part of the realignment of the of the department for efficiency and cost-saving purposes. The third one is the portfolio management.
Just before you, can we approve the first two programs, administration and legal and governance? I think just this, the on page 7, that second paragraph, expenditure is expected to increase from 23 million at an average and is expected to increase to, I think you must just make it more clear. It's increasing from so much to that much at the average increase. It's not a fine-tuned sentence. Honorable Marie?
Now, I would like the medium term to be clarified, saying of the medium term of 5 years, then I can also make this up.
Can we ask just to reword that sentence to make it more clear what exactly we mean? From which period to which period? This is the average increase, and medium term, we say medium term expenditure framework or whatever the case may be. Agreed? So the third program, portfolio management?
Portfolio management and strategic partnerships. The program is responsible for aligning the corporate strategies of state-owned companies with government strategic intent, whilst also monitoring and benchmarking their financial and operational performance and capital investment plans. This includes aligning shareholder oversight with overarching government economic, social, and environmental policies, and build focused strategic partnerships between state-owned companies, strategic customers, suppliers, and financial institutions. This program is a result of programs restructuring that has taken place in the department. It has about 4 sub-programs: energy and broadband, manufacturing enterprises, transport enterprises, economic impact and policy alignment, and strategic partnerships, 3 of which used to be programs on their own, which is energy and broadband, manufacturing, and transport. Now they are all under one program. Over the medium term, expenditure is expected to decrease to 73.8 million at an average annual rate of 31.4% due to the further reduction in transfer payments to state-owned companies, particularly the Pebble Bed Modular Reactor project and the NEM. Expenditure in the economic impact and policy alignment sub-program is expected to increase from 13.1 million in 2011-2012 to 169 million in 2014-2015 at an average annual rate of 8.7% due to the unit being expanded to accommodate newly created sub-program.
Can we just, it's 3 programs. I just need a clarity on the, in the annual report of 2011-2012, there are 6 programs. It's administration, legal and governments, energy and board, broadband, manufacturing, transport, and joint project facility. Just explain why we don't only have the 3 programs. Any comments on the 3 programs?
Thank you, Chairperson. Because the annual report of 2010-2011 was the previous financial year, so they were using the 6 programs. But when they came to Parliament early this year in their strategic plan, after they've made an evaluation of their programs and with regard to the budget allocation, they then trimmed them to 3 programs. If I still remember correctly, the DG even said that the manner in which the programs were outlined previously sometimes used to confuse the treasury, because where you have transport, then treasury will think like it falls under the Department of Transport. So then they trimmed it so that it could also make sense for treasury. Thanks, Chairperson.
Thank you.
numbers. You have the explanation. Just to take note then, but in the 2011-2012, it's back to 6 programs. So the confusion kicks in again. So I'm not sure that I understand it, but it's fine. Comrade Gloria, Honorable Member Gloria.
It's for 2010. But if you remove in the budget allocation, the NEH, we have 3 programs.
Anything else? We agree on the 3 programs. The analysis of the annual report?
Thanks, Chairperson. On the annual report, we managed to highlight only those key focus areas with regard to the performance of the department for the previous financial year. In light, the first paragraph, which is section 4, here the first paragraph refers to the new vision that has been adopted by the department, which also explained the explanation I just have given about the 3 programs. The main focus is to unlock growth, driving industrialization, creating jobs, and developing skills. This year, then, the department's main focus was to oversee the infrastructure investment program, which is coordinated by the Presidential Infrastructure Coordinating Committee. That was established mainly to ensure that the infrastructure investment program is executed more effectively and efficiently, and has the desired impact on economic growth and job creation. If you also remember, the President also said that the infrastructure program must not only leave power stations, but it must bring change to the lives of the people around those communities. So the Department, when we look at the job creation initiative, as well as skills development, is meant to do that. Overall, the Department's strategic objectives for the 2011-2012 financial year, which was the previous financial year, is to provide strategic direction and leadership, to provide support services to enable the department to deliver on its organizational objectives in an environment where the human capital within DPE is motivated and empowered. Also to improve the quality of corporate governance and performance monitoring systems by ensuring that appropriate policies, processes, and procedures are reviewed, updated, and implemented within the DPE. I think this is also a response to some of the findings in the previous financial year of the, one example would be in Franco, where it had qualified the report, and also some of the SOEs not necessarily were received qualified audit opinions, but there were findings with respect to their internal control systems. On the next paragraph below the bullet points, looking at the Chief Investment and Portfolio Manager, this is the program that encompasses more than half of what is happening in the department, because this is the unit that deals with all the other 4 sub-programs that the Secretary referred to earlier. The main purpose of this of the portfolio manager is to apply portfolio approach to the management and investment of all state-owned companies reporting to the department, including conducting comprehensive cross-cutting portfolio reviews on a quarterly basis. The purpose also is to enhance shareholder management capacity so that the department can champion the implementation of the logical planning, monitoring, and evaluation framework. Instead of explaining the logical planning, monitoring, evaluation, but just to highlight one important fact is that the department previously, you find that the SOEs were like operating in silos. So now what they're trying to do is to make sure that what is happening in this SOE coordinates with what is happening all over, so that the sectors in which they operate in, at least they have a huge impact, and the department is aware of the investments they are making. If we're looking at Table 2.11, the Department of Public Enterprise budget for the financial year 2011-2012. I will notice that the department in that financial year received 350.3 million, and then in the current financial year it received 1.249.1 billion. So if we can focus on the 353.3 million, out of this amount, 40 million was transferred to the winding down of the prepared modular reactor, leaving the department with 313.3 million to fulfill its oversight responsibilities. In this financial year, the department spent about 98% of its budget, with 2% remaining as underspending. If also we remember the department, when they explained the underspending, they said that it is because they couldn't manage to recruit the required skilled people, so that remained as underspending, which means that it has no impact on their delivery mandate. On page 10. On page 10, 15.41, looking at the transfer of payments.
Just before you go, can we just complete the approval of the analysis before we go to the transfer payment? Any comments? Honorable McQueen. Transfer payment, just can I ask on page 8, the analysis of the annual report and financial statements, is that for which financial year? For 2011-12 or is it for
2011-2012.
So can you just write in the 2011-2012? And it's for this year. Just to make it complete, the analysis of the annual report and financial statements of ECT for 2011-2012. Page 8, agreed. Page 9, the table, we had it, we had it last year. This is a very misleading table on the percentages and the increases because of the jump of 353 million to 1.2 billion because of the two transfers of the Nel Aerostructures and Alex Corp. And then you get this nominal change of 888 million and the 388% increase. But it's a one size fits all. So I believe it's a template. We can't change it. But it's misleading. It's confusing. Agreed on page 9 and the top of page 10. So, Honorable Boscati, then you can finish the rest. He's going to do transfers now.
Thanks, Chairperson. On the transfer payment, in the last financial year, which is 2011-2012, there was an amount of 116.2 million which was dispersed in December 2011 to Denel in terms of the Denel indemnity agreement. If our members remember, this was done in September by Treasury. Treasury announced it and then the department transferred it in December. That is why it is not in the initial budget, which is the total of 353.3 million. And then the only one that is accounted in that budget, which is 353.3 million, is the 40 million, which was then earmarked for the prepared modular reactor. In overall, the main objectives of the department is to gain greater recognition for state-owned enterprises as instruments in the industrial policy. This includes the systematic integration of their key programs into the broader industrial policy and economic cluster of government. And this is done through the signing of performance agreements between the minister and the president.
Any comments on the transfer payment? Honorable McQueen?
Yes, Chairperson, two quick points. Number one, the I'd like to have some clarification, in fact, motivation on this 40 million rent that's going to be used to manage the care and maintenance of the PBR. Now, PBR, we know this cost is going to be 10 billion rent. Now, why would they need 10 million and 40 million? Well, that's number one. For how long is this going to be required? Next year, we will find another request over some self-payment of some 26 million, et cetera, so that it comes as a bottomless pit. Now, I just want to find out if this is a definitive claim now to settle this PBR post, and let it just rest in peace forever. That's number one. Number two, the fact that the department has not spent some of the money because they say they could not, they did not find eligible incumbents. Now, how does that link up with the quest of government for development terrorism? In other words, if it requires 2 million rand, 5 million, 6 million from top experts, why can't they break it down and go down to the technical, et cetera, et cetera, and some people that have been mentioned skill rights right now? They can grow instead of saying, no,
intellectual property of the PBR, what is this worth and where does it reside?
Thanks, Chairperson. If I may respond to the 40 million transfer payment to the PBMR. This was for the previous financial year. If you look at this year's budget, there is no transfer payment to the PPMR, which means the 40 million was the last one. The only payments we had for this financial year is Denel, which is 700 million, and then we have 350, which is Alesco. So that 40 million, I will assume that that was the last one. On the question of why we need 40 million to wind down our business, I also have no idea, but from my perspective, it could be severance packages to the staff that was there, senior management staff, and maybe the middle management and the general staff, but also the issues of intellectual property. I think they might come in. On the issues of intellectual property, because we heard from ESCOM when they came to before the committee, they said now that the PPMR is being wound down, now it's become one of their subsidiaries. So it's now, although it's under care, it's under maintenance and care, but it's their property now. So that is all that I can say. I don't know if the secretary can add or any of the members.
If I understand it correctly, this 40 million is to reimburse the Nuclear Energy Corporation for expenses already incurred. And secondly, in this year's annual report on page 32, it says significant work has been done to identify and package the intellectual property to be preserved. So it's an ongoing process that we need to get to a conclusion what we want to preserve on intellectual property. Do you want to add anything?
The only thing I have about the severance was one of the main things, because there was a lot of severance. Yeah, it was actually one of the main costs that were involved in the retrenchment. So they needed to be posted also.
With these explanations, can we accept it as approved?
Yes.
Successes? So did you just repeat it that on the Auditor General? Just refer that again?
Recommendation from the there doesn't seem to be, it seems to be a bit of a loose arrangement with ESCOM, this winding down thing. And what they're recommending is that management should put measures in place to ensure compliance with all relevant legislation and that the care and maintenance agreement is adhered to. It would seem that they've been exempt from presenting something in the annual corporate plan for 2025. But there needs to be something in place so that we know where this 40 million is going.
Can I suggest we hold that point when we come to recommendations? We factor that in. It doesn't fit here, but it's an important point to be incorporated into the report. Researcher?
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Boscati. In terms of the successes of the department, in line also with the outcome 6, because all have to speak to that. The bullet point number 1 speaks to Transnet that it has invested 18.4 billion rand in infrastructure replacement and capacity expansion, bringing this to a total of over 71.8 billion in the past 5 years. Major achievements in the rail environment include the completion of 536 of the 800 jumbo wagons built for the local line operation. In ports, Transnet port terminals achieved an improvement in crane in productivity. The Durban container terminal achieved an average of 30 cranes moves per hour, which is expected to continue throughout 2012. The department took the lead in developing a funding model for ESCOM's world program to ensure security of supply
Cabinet noted the hybrid funding solution comprising of 20 billion equity injection to Eskom and 174 billion additional grant guarantees, bringing the total guarantee framework to 350 billion. The department performed all its shareholder functions, including the evaluation of state-owned companies' corporate plans, development of shareholder compacts, including shareholder strategic intent statements, quarterly and annual reporting, as well as approval of significant material transactions were achieved. 4.3 challenges. The department's overall objectives are to provide an effective shareholder management system and to support and promote economic efficiency within each of the state-owned companies. The performance of state-owned companies for the 2010-2011 financial year has been a mixture of struggling state-owned companies and those who are relatively doing well. 4.3.1.
Okay. Honorable September. Sorry, just to stop you. But I thought just before he goes into the entities, if somebody can explain to me why we do not have an analysis of SCOPA in here.
For this 2011-2012 financial year, SCOPA has not called any of the state-owned companies. The only time they called was for the 2010-2011 when they called Transnet for the 8.5 billion. So if our committee makes a recommendation that SCOPA in any of these companies must look into the financial statements of a particular company, then they would. Usually they do a recommendation, but for this year they haven't done any report on our company.
Chair, having heard that, I think we should nevertheless say that we note with concern that SCOPA has not issued any, because the SCOPA report is part of the BRRR, and we have to say something about that.
Can we agree on that? That we, I don't know where in the report, but that we put in a paragraph reports from SCOPA during the year under review. SCOPA has not dealt with any of the state-owned companies reporting to the portfolio committee. Agreed?
The court interdict intended to preserve the resources and attendant benefits on behalf of the Rustersfield community. Subsequent to this, land mining activities were placed under care and maintenance, and as a result, Alex Co posted losses for the 2010-2011 financial year. 4.3.2, Denel. Denel continues to post losses due to one of its divisions, Denel Aerostructures. The division has been making heavy losses that had a negative impact on Denel's overall financial performance. Safcol has been struggling to resolve land claim issues affecting about 60% of its of their plantations. This process has also affected Safcol's future prospects as the entity's role in the forestry industry remains uncertain, either to continue to make investments or to exit the industry. 4.3.4, Broadband Infraco received a qualified audit opinion from the independent auditors. The basis for the qualified audit opinion is as a result of auditors being unable to obtain sufficient appropriate evidence to support Infraco's claim of fruitless and wasteful expenditure of 1.9 million and an irregular expenditure of 151.1 million. Infraco. 4.3.5, South African Express Airways not only received a qualified audit opinion, but also the airline's financial statements for 2010-2011 were withdrawn from Parliament few months after being tabled for being incorrectly stated. The incident has led to the resignation and replacement of the South African Express board members as per the minister's request. South African Airways. The financial position has become a matter of concern as the airline's weak balance sheet has proved too weak for the airline to raise capital for its operations. The airline's management team indicated during engagement with Parliament earlier this year that they are in need of further funding, estimated to be around 6.4 billion from government. Following that, in October of this year, 2012, about seven SAA board members, including the chairperson of the board, tendered their resignation, citing lack of support from the shareholder as the reasons for their resignation. This was followed by the resignation of the chief executive officer and two senior executives. The airline's debt-to-equity ratio, according to industry analysts, had deteriorated to 359%, meaning even if the airline was liquidated, the selling of its assets will not make it possible to pay all its debt. Treasury gave the airline $5 billion both to strengthen the its balance sheet and also to meet its credit obligations, amongst other things.
Stop here and talk to the successes and challenges. I think the next one is now the analysis of expenditure trend. Any comments on successes and challenges? Honorable Mokwena.
I thought I might just raise a question on the guarantee quickly before I forget it. Now, the next point is SAA. There's some way there which I will talk about the fact that the indicator that they need money, etc. And I don't think that's a true reflection. They actually concealed the fact that they need money. You remember we were in S26, just around the corner here, where towards the end of the meeting, if it were a chair, you would say when the benediction of the monkey was pronounced, we were all standing. And when the question of 6 billion came up, and the furious things, no, we don't need 6 billion. Who says we need 6 billion? I mean, several of the CEO were faced actually rebuffed, when in fact that's exactly what they actually needed. Now, they made that made fools of us as a professional committee. Now, I think we must find a way to a person of writing that in such a manner that it exonerates us of the relation of duty. Because the way it stands now, it means they have been saying, oh no, we need money, and the particular committee did nothing about it. That's what, when in fact, they were not very honest with us. They actually betrayed us, as far as that part is concerned. Yeah, I think I want to say that now for the moment.
Is that Mr. Nana?
Thanks, Chair. If you'd allow me to speak on the SAA thing.
Let me remind you, we're talking to the report now. The BRRR report. If we talk openly to SAA, I will start the discussion.
Okay.
Let us focus on the report before. Nice try. Thanks.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, would that worry me with SAA and SA Express? Well, more SA Express. Is because we don't have financial statements, and the Auditor General indicated to us that we need to speak to SA Express themselves to find out when we can get the statement, because they're busy in a process. How do we properly assess the situation that they're in? This is what worries me. Is how do we go forward if we have nothing? We have no financial statements, and quite frankly, now the same thing's happening with SAA to a great extent. So, just going forward, how do we go forward when we have no financial statements?
Thank you. Anybody else? Can I just suggest that in the previous meeting, there was a proposal post the event, post the reporting period. There must be room to say, post this event, the annual reports of SAA has been postponed to the 30th of November. And post the reporting period, the annual report of SAA Express has been postponed to tabling on the 30th of March 2030, if I remember correctly. So, but this should be not part of the report. It must be a footnote or what happened past the reporting period, or whatever the case may be. And then on the 6.4 billion, I think we must make a distinction what goes into minutes of the portfolio committee and what is factually reported in a BRRR report. It's not necessarily the same. I hand it over to the Secretary, Honorable Mokwena and Honorable September.
On the question of Safon, we suggest, this is reported as a reference center, suggest that Safcon has got the option to exit the industry. Now, that's a policy decision. You should not say that. Because the PLC recommendation has not been tabled yet. So we shouldn't preempt it by giving an impression that Safcon has got an option to exit the industry. Rather disproportionate. Mm. We should not say that. We don't have a policy directive to make such a statement.
Thank you. Honorable September.
Chair, also back to the entities. Let me start with Danel. Please clarify to me, because in here it only speaks to the fact that the NAL continues to post losses and everything else. But isn't in the same report the NAL shows its first positive cash return? So why do we exclude that? I want that to be included because that is a balanced and a correct analysis. So too with Safcol, I agree with the Honourable Mokwena. The latter part needs to be excluded, this thing of exit, because it can't be a correct view to even suggest something like that. But more than that, I think we are also not equally talking about we're reflecting a negative for Safcol in this report also. And the truth is, if you look at their finances, it does show an improvement, and I think it would be correct to make that proper correction also. Then on Infraco, I think the point that Honorable Mokwena made earlier on should also be reflected here, because we must bring in here the reflection of whether we're making any progress on the ICT matter. Remember, the broadband Infraco, its being was primarily to make sure that we roll out a program in the underdeveloped areas. And so I think we've got to reflect something in here. So we must reflect the one point of Honorable Mokwena, and then the other one, we must reflect the fact that there continues to be a lag in ICT still, and then we must talk about the fact that the department must continue to focus on the points of what? Presence in underserviced areas.
Thank you very much. Just on the broadband in Franco, I don't understand why should we put broadband in Franco as a challenge. In that, when I read earlier on here, I saw that the broadband prices have dropped by 73%, which, according to me, is a huge success. So now, I don't understand why is it on the challenge instead of the successes. That is the first one. The second one, it would be on the Aventura and Aridia.com. I think those two entities, they were falling under the Department of Public Enterprise. And those departments, we are no longer mentioning anything about them. Whether those departments, whether those entities actually were successfully wound up. We need to mention that on this report about Aventura and about Aridia.com. Thank you very much.
Honorable September.
One of the things that the committee was focusing quite a lot was this thing of skills development. And in the report, it gives a very good account of the efforts that the entities have made. And so I think that we have got to include in the report the successes that the, which we have seen, by the way, with our own eyes, that are being spoken about in the report, and that is, you know, the training that ESCOM has done, the training that SAA has done, the training that Danelle's son, and so on and so on. And I think, I'm not giving the final details, it's there in the report of what they've done. There are figures in the report also of how many people that has been trained. And I would ask Chair that that be reflected also, because it's a key area for this committee on training and skills development.
Anybody else? Can I hand over to Mr. Boscati and the Honorable Issa?
Yeah. Now, we have noted we will include the results of the positive results of 2012 for Danel, and the issue of and Subcon, all of them. Yeah, and then the issue of Subcon, we will remove that the option whether to exit or to what. We will just leave it at uncertain, that their future still remains uncertain.
Can I suggest we use a word that is used by the DG in his report, and he talks about the repositioning of Subcon. Leave out the word exit in this. It's not called for. Use officially it's repositioning of Subcon and Elexcon. When we go to SAA, Express, and the NEL, the DG used the word stabilize. So let's stick to repositioning of Safco. Continue.
On InfraCo, we will because we will include the issue of the unavailability of the ECS license, because we have raised it before. That of the ECS license, in terms of how much of a challenge is it for it to deliver on its developmental mandate, and then South African Express Airways. Yeah, Eric, can you assist me there?
Thanks.
Let us finish one by one. The NEL needs to be included if they made the profit for the first time. Subcall, we talk about also the profit, the results, but also to reposition Subcall. Broadband Infraco is in the honorable Chris, because of the qualified audience opinion that they had as a challenge. Again, subsequent, after the event, it came right. So, but I think we need to include the underdeveloped areas, the pops of the DPE. So I think that might be alert. And then I think the training, I want to make a suggestion, if it's okay that we included other successes after the past. Make another bullet to include the successes of the training by all stakeholders who contributed to training, and with your permission. Mr. Boscat?
Thanks, Chairperson. We will take a note of the suggestion that has been made by the honorable members. Especially the footnote on the annual report of both South African Express Airways and South African Airways. The other challenge that I think we came across with the secretary is the template. The honorable Courtney September used to say that the template as it is from our section, it does not accommodate some of the concerns that members would like to address, because it used to make us to refer to the previous financial year annual report. The impression is that this annual report for this year will be used for the next financial year. So that is why you will find that we report of the challenges based on the previous annual report rather than to the annual reports that are tabled this year or this month, because when we started the process of the brief, some of the annual reports were not yet tabled. So, but we will take into consideration some of the suggestions that have been made by the members to include them in the challenges. Thank you, Chairperson.
And urge you to change the template.
The template is problematic. It's historic for us. You know, it's a one-size-fits-all. This is not a policy department.
Yeah.
It's a shareholder department.
Yeah.
And to fit this round screw in a square hole, it's very difficult. So, but let's go through the pain. It's not 100%. We know it. But let's see the best we can do. Anything else? Foreman?
Considering this, but I think it is important enough to raise it. Also, in the Auditor General's report under Alex Corr, and I think this fits under the challenges, they talk about, despite the efforts undertaken by management, this comes out of the annual report, during the year under review, new mining opportunities outside of Alexander Bay mining region required for the longer term going concern of the company have not yet been identified. Although the company has sufficient cash resources to meet its operating cash requirements for the foreseeable future, there is significant doubt about the ability of the company to continue as a going concern in the longer term without the approval of the life of mine plan for commencement of sustainable mining activities. I think we ought to just note that as part of the challenges, because if things do come, at least we've identified it in the, you know, with what the Auditor General has raised.
Can we agree on that? We put a sentence in the concern raised by the Auditor General of Alex Corr as a going concern. It's factual. Agree? We're going to move on. Yes.
I just wonder whether it's appropriate here to add a line that says the Portfolio Committee will be visiting Alex Corr before they go there.
I miss you.
My point of view is that as we treat this beautiful art, we must also be able to ensure the role that we are playing in solving the problems and not merely analyzing them. Now, as far as Alice is concerned, I'm glad that the Comrade Jordan has raised with this. This is the public measure in our strategic plan. We intend going to Alex for very soon as a portfolio committee to address some of the problems.
Thank you. Any other comments? So let's go to the analysis of the expenditure trends. Agree now on the successes and the challenges. Agree? So it's page 11, 10, 11, 12, and 13. We're now with the 5, analysis of the expenditure trends. Mr. Buska.
Thanks, Chairperson. On the analysis of expenditure trends, this also looks at the financial year 2011-2012 of the annual report of the Department of Public Enterprises. If we're looking at the previous financial, we look at the from 2007 up until 2010, looking at the expenditure of the department, and the trend has been that the department used to spend almost 99% of its expenditure, that is in the past 3 years. However, in 2011-2012, the department's expenditure slowed down to 96.7% and 98.0% respectively in 2011-2012. This is not the budget, but the expenditure, which means it speaks to under-expenditure or over-expenditure. That is why in the next sentence where it says the department has that under-expenditure in terms of rent value was recorded in 2010-2011 by an amount of 18.3 million. And this was preceded by an unspent balance of 8.2 million in 2009-2010. If we're looking at the storage to lacquerless with full and unauthorized expenditure, this is 5.11, section 5.11. Here it looks at from 2006 up until 2010. Kipsitosis up until 2010-2011. If we look at the table below, it shows how the department has performed with regard to irregular expenditure, fruitless and wasteful expenditure, or unauthorized expenditure. The year that has been most difficult for the department to comply, or rather to reduce its unauthorized or irregular expenditure, is 2006-2007. 2006-2007, and then from 2007-2008 up until 2010-2011, there has only been 4,000 fruitless and wasteful expenditure. This information we sourced from the Auditor General 5-year expenditure review, which started in 2006-2007 up until 2011. If we look then at the 5.2, which is the department's first quarter expenditure, and we look at through the programs for the department, we'll note that the department actually for this current financial year received 1.24972 billion, and then out of that, for the first quarter expenditure, which is the 1st of April up until the end of June, it spent in total, if we're looking at actual expenditure, around 36.2 million, which is 2.91%. But as the honorable chairperson did indicate, that the 1.249 budget allocation for the department is misleading, because about 1.50 million of that amount are transfer payments. One is 700 million to Denel, and the other one is 350 million to Alesco. So we are left with almost, for the department, 199 million. So with that 199 million, then it will not necessarily say that the department in overall for the first quarter has spent 2.91%. If you look at the less than 200 million budget for the department, the expenditure for the first quarter is higher than the 2.91%. And if you look at the first expenditure, when we break it down, we find that most of the bulk in fact of the expenditure came from the administration program, specifically on compensation of employees. And then the administration program, of course, was allocated 104.3 million, and then it spent 26.6 million, which is almost like 21.69% of the overall budget, which is 104 million. This is followed by the legal and governance program, which only spent 3.9 million, almost 14.57% in terms of percentage. And the last program, which is portfolio management and strategic partnership, only spent 9.7 million and about 0.87 in terms of percentage. And during the first quarter of the expenditure budget for the department, the transfers to both Denel and Alesco were not yet made. Were not made. And then if we're looking at the second expenditure, when we look at the second expenditure for the department, we'll notice that this is almost the administration program. They spend almost like 46.6 million in this program, which is 41.81% of total budget. There is an underspending in this program, mainly due to the vacant posts, middle management and senior management levels that still are vacant. I think we tried to address that in the report, that the department had about 24 vacant positions, critical posts, but then are we not in the forthcoming section, we we do address that that issue about vacant positions. And then we look at goods and services, which is this also include consultants. Their expenditure here is 35.8 million. This includes commitment that the department has already made, and which is 55.28% of the total budget that has been spent. And looking at transfer payments, which according to the department influence overall expenditure of the department, to date there has been 74.2 million that has been dispersed automatically via personal from this item under household for a leave gratuity. The transfer payments to Daniel, which has been approved in the adjustment budget amounting to 108 million, will be discussed later in the year. So this expenditure is the previous financial year, which is the 2011-2012 one. And then it speaks to the 353.3 million. And then we have 100,000 under the economic classification for transfer to household in the provision for gift. This is the breakdown. I think it's because this information we got from the department. They sent it to us because it was not what we were looking for in terms of actual quarterly expenditure. But they gave us in this breakdown, which it might be very difficult for maybe the committee to understand exactly what each program spent for the second quarter, because they broke it down to transfer payment for financial assets and capital expenditure. So before I go to the next section, chapter, any members,
okay,
we have questions.
And analysis of expenditure trends. Any comments on that, September?
Chair, I think that we must reflect the under expenditure in education. We must do so for the following reasons. As we come to the latter part of the report, we say that the Treasury must consider filling the vacancies. And then, you know, we do analysis about, skills problems that the department has and so on. But we must balance the other side also, and that is to say in the report that there's underspending in education. And certainly this underspending does have and will have an effect on the skills problem or matching the skills in the department. I'm asking that be lifted up. And then the second one also, in support of my local government, it can't be that we allow the department to get away with the fact that their debt are increasing for local government, and therefore that local government debt increase must also be included in our analysis, whether it's in the expenditure or elsewhere, but we must correctly reflect that also.
Anybody else? Can I just suggest that on page 13, the paragraph 5 is analysis of expenditure trends for the Department of Public Enterprises. So 5.1, we will need to find a new heading, because you can call it general or background or whatever the case may be. And then going to the next page, 5.2, is Public Enterprises first quarter expenditure 2012-2013. So it's in this financial year. Is that what you mean here?
Yes.
Mm. Yeah, but it says here 2012-2013.
Yeah,
so you need to clarify that. And then 5.3 is second quarter expenditure, but there's no time there. There's no 2012-2013 or 2011-2012. I think you just need to clarify. And then if you say under 5.3, there's a quarterly second quarter expenditure for DPE for 2012-2013, but it doesn't reflect the quarterly expenditure, then you must explain, I think, with this one sentence, the following does not refer to the second quarter expenditure, but includes a response from the department covering period XYZ. so that the reader can just be clarified up front and not read through it and say, I don't understand what happens here. Agree? Any comments before we hand over to Mr. Boskati? Honorable Bowman?
On page 15, just a very small thing, but this doesn't read very well with the big gap that we've got here. Under your paragraph that starts the first quarter expenditure, which is the first one there, and you get to the end of that. During the end of the first quarter, transfers earmarked for both. It seems to finish. Then you've got a new paragraph. Danelle and Alex school were not made. But if you go back and apply your mind, it's a continuation. Thank you. Just take the big gap out.
Anything else, Mr. Boskati?
During the end of the first quarter, transfers were not made to Danelle and Alex, not the other way around.
Chancellor, no, we take into consideration the suggestion made by the honourable members. Who will affect them?
Thank you very much. And 5.3.1. I'm just seeking clarity on the MMS and the SMS.
MMS.
Those messages. Mm-hmm.
Can you just write it down? That's fine.
Okay.
Thanks. So we go to analysis of the Auditor General's report.
Thanks, Chairperson. The audit opinion on the financial statements of the department for the financial year 2012-2013. Is that the department has received a clean audit. A clean audit simply means there were no findings on any of the on issues of compliance with the PFMA, Companies Act, Treasury regulations. This has been the case for the past 4 years for the department, and as the committee also acknowledged before, that this is a great achievement on the part of the department. And also the department made the commitment that it will continue to do so. On page 17.
For the past 3 years, the department has consistently been receiving clean audits. I think it's longer than that. Sam?
Seven or eight years.
It's not 9 years.
No.
Rather use the facts for 8 consecutive years. Clean audit report, but just determine whether it's 7 or 8.
Yes.
But it's definitely not 3. Just adjust that. Can you approve paragraph 6? Paragraph 6.
Thanks, Chairperson. This section seven looks at how the department liaises with the entities. Just to make sure that there is coordination on what the SOEs are doing, especially because they are operating in different sectors of the economy. If you look at the bullet points, there is the Chief Executive Officers Forum, and then there is the Chief Financial Officers Forum, and also 2 annual general meetings, as well as engaging state-owned companies in the process of signing shareholder compact.
We agree with this, liaison with entities? And then oversight visits of the department.
Yeah. Oversight visits here, we're referring to the one that has been made.
Oversight visit by the committee.
Yeah, then the committee did have a chief oversight visit to add communal council from African Airways and from African Express Airways. The objective of the oversight visit was to support the integrity of the community in terms of job creation, skills development, promotion, and support of local businesses. The committee was impressed with progress made in community projects, but was concerned that areas such as the port of Ghana Bay and the Uki Foundation in the Caribbean are still challenges, which include lack of support to local businesses and lack of consultation and communication with community businesses. The
committee has made recommendations to the management of SA to ensure that there are stakeholder forums and to address all the concerns that have been made, that have been raised in the oversight report.
Members, I put the oversight visits. Are you happy? Do we agree? We agree. Outstanding issues to be considered by the portfolio committee.
Here we are highlighting some of the issues that the committee has raised with the department, which is the shareholder compact that has been signed, that the committee has not been able to restrict them, and then they are entering the committee because of the oversight report. And then that the shareholder compact signed between the state-owned company and the department.
Job creation or skills development targets. If SOCs fail to meet job and skills development targets, such failure has no bearing on the SOC's performance for that year. Targets that have an impact on the performance of SOC's management are often are commercial in nature, such as revenue growth, gearing ratio, the review of boards, corporate plans, etc. It's a big challenge to stakeholders such as Parliament, as it overlooks immediate government objectives necessary for building a thriving economy, especially skills development and job creation. So that is just a highlight as to the, in terms of the shareholder complex, what we put for the chair.
Paragraph 9, members. Honorable September.
Can I ask at the beginning of the sentence, maybe should just be excluded.
Okay.
For some reason. It's not a conversation you're having with somebody, it's a report.
Any other comments for paragraph 9? We can accept paragraph 10, coming to the end of the report.
Paragraph 10, committee observation. The committee made the following observation. For 2012-2011 financial year, the Department of Public Enterprises has been allocated 1.2 billion, and based on the department's projections for the medium-term expenditure framework period, there will be less funding for the coming year. This must come as a relief to the fiscals, as no recapitalization in future for SOCs is envisaged. There is a need to expand the human resource capacity of the department in order to enhance its oversight responsibility over infrastructure projects. Okay.
Chairperson.
And then ESCOM is embarking on a 500 billion capacity expansion program over 5 years, whereas Transnet capacity expansion program is expected at 300 billion over 7 years.
May I say something on that bullet?
Just complete the bullets as commonly called. Just make your point. Remark for per bullet, and then we put all the bullets.
The department cannot effectively oversee nor monitor these state-owned companies' capacity expansion programs if it does not have the high-level skills required for its oversight responsibility. Bullet number 3, there is a need for a clear or improved policy and regulatory environment for entities such as Transnet. This will enable state-owned companies to plan ahead if policies are clear and the regulatory environment has clear guidelines on tariff application, especially the assessment methodology for increases or decreases. The department's shareholder role requires specific capacity and capability to enhance the department's technical ability to manage SOC investment, and this means ability to attract and retain specialized skills. The department is working on establishing the kind of culture that understands and is responsive to the often fast-changing and challenging commercial environment within which SOCs operate. The committee awaits the findings and recommendations of the Presidential Review Committee of state-owned companies, which may give guidelines on the role of state-owned companies in a developmental stage, among other terms of reference. The committee notes that the department is working to improve interdepartmental coordination and alignment on mandate of SOCs, which currently proves to be a challenge. The committee notes that the National Treasury has written a letter of commitment to the Minister of Public Enterprises in funding 12 out of 24 vacant critical posts that are vacant. However, the committee hopes that National Treasury will fund the 12 remaining vacancies possibly in the next financial year.
Here you have it. Remember now, these are observations. The next paragraph is an important one. That's a recommendation. So just help me that we separate what we observed and what we recommend. So I'm putting the committee's observations. Can we go bullet by bullet? Or you want to talk in general? Let's take it bullet by bullet. First bullet. Agree to? Second bullet on page 18.
On the second,
Honorable September?
On the second bullet, I'm worried that the sentence reflects oversight over infrastructure projects only and not oversight broadly. So if the sentence can reflect the fact that what I'm saying.
Can we say including infrastructure projects? We do oversight responsibility, including infrastructure projects. No, I made a suggestion, and I just want to know whether say that apply. What Honorable September is raising is not over oversight over infrastructure projects. We do other oversight as well. So we see we do oversight over the state-owned entities and the department, including infrastructure projects. It's only one aspect. Okay. So just reword the sentence that it includes oversight, including or, for examples, infrastructure projects. It's not the only project that we oversee. That is the point that she's making. Bullet point 2, approve. Bullet point 3, agree. Gone. 4, top of the page 19.
On 4, just a little bit of the language. The department is working on establishing the kind of culture that the department is working on establishing a culture, I propose.
Agreed. Thank you. Next bullet. Can I say that bullet, among other terms of reference, why is that necessary? Why can't we say guidelines on the state-owned role of state-owned companies in a developmental state? What does that sentence, the word mean, among other terms of reference? Can't we leave it alone? We'll leave it out. Agreed. So companies in a developmental state, full stop. Next bullet. Agreed. Last one. Agreed. Paragraph, can't be paragraph 10, it must be 11.
Yes, I just want to comment on this, at the end of that last bullet about Treasury will fund, the committee hopes that National Treasury will fund the 12 remaining vacancies. I think we had quite a bit of discussion about this, and I know you're saying, you know, that we're going to pick it up under recommendations, but I think the discussion is that not necessarily the 12, but we wanted to have a proper investigation into what was required as being essential. You know, if there were 4 or 5, not necessarily just this globular 12, but that we did some homework on that. So it's not put well enough here.
What Borman is saying is that we shouldn't use the word hope. The committee observed that Treasury should fund, and not 12. She's proposing looking at all critical positions that's needed in the department. That's what she's proposing. So we don't define ourselves only to 12. Agreed? Agreed. So paragraph 10 is not paragraph 10, it's number 11. Recommendation. Remember, this is the last one. Please concentrate. If we go bullet by bullet, this is the final recommendation of the report.
I'm not terribly sure where this is going to fit in.
You're talking recommendations.
I'm actually under observation. I don't know where it fits in. That's what I want to raise it. I want to raise it because I think it's important. And that is the question about for Eskom, there's nothing beyond the Kusile-Madupi period, you know, for their build program. Now, I don't know where this is going to fit in, but I think it would be remiss of us if we didn't caution for that, because we don't want to end up with Eskom, you know, trying to get that approved and get the plans through, and then we've got no time to do it, and we end up with a situation like we had with the power failures and all of that. So it's the long-term planning. I don't know where we need to fit it in. It's an observation, I suppose. Well, I don't know whether it should fit in separately under the ESCOM, you know, as part of the entities. But I think it needs to be there.
If I understand it correctly, the observations must flow from oversight, committee reports, hearings, whatever. So I'm asking you to help whether that point has been raised by the committee somewhere in a report, an oversight visit. Then we should include under observations. Who wants to take that?
I think it was raised actually in when Eskom bring the annual report as part of the, I think the question. But the response was that the decision to build, it's the mandate of Portfolio Committee on Energy, not mm-hmm. the Department of Energy, because as the policy department, when they do that, the energy mix for the country going forward, they will pronounce, and then Eskom will be given the go-ahead to. So it's a policy decision, it's not the department, our department that will decide. It's the Department of Energy that will decide when, who must build, when, what time.
Can I ask that we just go through the recommendations and come back to this point?
Of the other committee. We find a wording to accommodate it that takes away the thing that you are talking about.
We ask Honorable Bowman, just while we're doing the recommendations, just to draft a sentence that we put here for acceptance under observations. One bullet, we'll include it before 11. Recommendations, Secretary.
How to align SOC strategic priorities with government policies. Should consider providing the committee with shareholder compacts signed with state-owned companies in order to enhance the oversight role of the committee. That other one is an extra one. It's a duplication of it. Yeah, we delete the last one, and then the next one is the Minister of Finance should consider funding the remaining, we've just changed it from 10, the remaining critical position post in the department. The, department's budget must be able to meet its staff complement requirements of specialized skills in order to effectively oversee SOC's massive infrastructure program. The staff complement of the department is less than 200, and to effectively monitor SOCs in their different sectors, the department needs highly skilled specialists. In the words of the minister, it's quoted, it is imperative there's a gap between the department's expanded oversight and management responsibilities, and the resources available to it is progressively closed. Close quote. In other words, the department's budget should somehow correspond to the role or mandate it is expected to execute.
Members, here you have it. It's two recommendations, one to the Minister of Public Enterprises and one to the National Treasury. So it's open for discussion. Honourable Mokwena.
Yes, Chair President.
Very quiet.
Yes, Chair President. I think we should emphasize the fact that these regular oversight visits, we come up with definite proposals and recommendations to the department, the ministry, and that activates in the National Assembly. We seldom hear of feedback. It just becomes like a clerical exercise of just filing, which you stand up and say, Speaker, I hear a move that the report should be adopted or noted. We hear nothing. And then those reports at the end, it really say the following thing should happen. Now, what you should do there is to have a system of accountability, because that's where the lacuna exists between the oversight business report and the response of the department. Now, we need to have directly, after every report, ministry department must say, right, report so-and-so, here's our response. We must find a way of accounting the patrol committee. Well, that will then enhance our oversight due to the defensive treatment. So that's what I think should actually happen. Now, we should find a way of, I don't know how to instruct it, but instead we capture them, so that it doesn't become just beat them out of it, doesn't become, you know, an academic exercise, so to speak. And I think, number two, we should actually be bullish and come up with actual figures. I know we tried the portfolio committee to say, Mr. DG, you are asking for more money. Quantify. Let's have a quantum. So you must say, right, we need so much. Now, if I'm a Minister of Finance and I have seen this type of report before the MTPPS, I say that's a lovely clerical report. But what do they want me to do now? You see, we're not saying we're asking for 1 million. We're not asking for 5 million, 10 million, 20 million. We must be able to say, Mr. Minister, for these vacancies that are standing, we ask you, we're on our knees, please give DPE 24 million, 20 million, etc. We can't just say, well, the closest committees have funded the 12 portfolio committees, 12 vacancies. What about the others? They have not, DPE has not quantified. They didn't come up to say, we actually need 54 million over and above the 199 we received.
Any Mr. Nana?
Chair, I think Mr. Mukwana should be charged for perjury. In fact, what I wanted to say, Chair, is that if my memory serves me well, the DG the other day, when he was presenting the annual report, he lamented about their inability to discharge their mandate. And chief amongst those was lack of financial support from Treasury. So, as I said, Mr. Mkona stole my word. I wanted to say it's good that Eric and Jisang have put down whatever they've put down that needs to be done by Treasury. But I think more detail in terms of the actual figure has got to be put in line with our commitment to the department when they were here, that will assist them wherever we can in trying to fight for more resources. Thanks.
Anybody else? So there are two issues. The one is we took out the 12 remaining positions. We said, no, it must be broad. Do research and see what is a critical post needed in the department and fund that. Mr. Nana and Mr. Makwena say, no, revisit that. We want to quantify it here in the report to say whatever the critical post position is, we want to put a monetary value to it and put it in here. So I need your guidance, because there are two, if I, from my side, it seems it's two proposals. And the second one is about the quantifying the request. I'm not sure, Mr. Makwena, your response after each report, what do you refer to?
You see, Chairperson, when you go on a portfolio committee oversight visit, when you come back, you drop a report which you approve, and then it's read in Parliament with specific recommendations. Went to La Palale, went to Juva, etc., Brazil, and so on, and here are these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now, all went to Devonport, Cape Town, etc., Saldana, and so on. Now, those recommendations, if they've got financial implications, particularly, they should, and we should have a response as a portfolio committee, so that they can be factored in our BRRR, because what they're doing is an exercise of money, it's a financial exercise. But now those recommendations are stashed away in the minister's office. We are now, we've even forgotten about them. And then we come up with very thin recommendations, forgetting the very heavy, hefty recommendations that we've made in our separate reports throughout the year, when we got on our service. Whilst I'm there, Chairperson, SAA is a sticking point in the mind of the public society. We must find a very strong way, in either in our recommendations or in our positions, to actually say we must express our deepest regret about this 1.3 billion.
Sympathy.
We must express our outrage. Yeah, just like we did it as a press. We must say the control is completely outraged. And on one point. Not on the issue of Mr. Nana as ordinary would have done. But this is a big trouble eyes of mine. We must find a way. You see, we can't just be very, very passive. Imagine, for instance, now we're a patrol committee on basic education, and we don't say a word about textbooks under the bridge. Yeah.
No, we made your point.
Yeah, we must find a way
we made your
of
point.
Expressing our outrage. And sort of saying there should be a presidential commission into SA. Because you see, SA and S-Express, I think we must show this because I'm impeachment. You know, we've been here for a year. And we didn't have an inkling about that deficit, except just because it's a hedging problem with fuel and whatnot. Not this big thing, this bombshell here, of 1.3 billion. You see, so, yeah, no, we must have a wage deficit in this report. Because the trader will be surprised that we had to come up with a strong recommendation. They'll be surprised.
Any other inputs? Can we close it? Honorable Bowman?
Not related to that, I want to refer to the 12 posts that you were talking about. I think, yes, it is advisable for us to quantify, but I think the idea would be, that was my original idea, that we actually went back to the department, because I know that the department put in an initial plan. This came out of the spring school that we had. No, when we were dealing with the department, with the Auditor General. And we said they had to go back again and again because Treasury was telling them to trim back. And then finally they gave them the 12. Now, the idea is that if there's another 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 of those that are still critical, that we must then motivate to get those financed for the department. And it's not just 12 that we want, a globular amount, but that we've done our homework, and these are the specific requests that we are putting in for this. That's the idea.
Thank you. Anybody else? Can we? Who's going to respond? Mr. Nan.
I have to say, you know, this 1.2 billion that SAA lost, part of it is the millions that they spent in pursuing Kaya Ngula for peanuts. And I warned them, unfortunately.
Thank you. Noted. Let us. Who's going to respond to this?
I think on the issues, I want to respond on one of Honorable Mukwena around how do we make sure that the department actually and the SOCs, given the information that they respond, we do make a follow up to them after the committee has done this. We've also signed the report, and they say that they will sign the report. So our responsibility as a secretariat is to ensure that they do respond, as they said they will respond to the committee. But our report also, I think, is one of the few reports that gets adopted in the House. They don't get noted. So this Office of the Speaker corresponds with the Office of the Minister to ensure that our reports really get responded to, because they become a resolution of the House as they are adopted.
Can I just add that we consider Mr. Mokwena's points, that we, to the Minister of Public Enterprises, it's not only SAA and SA Express. They are in the annual report also other state-owned companies that in dire straits, that we use the word that we recommend to the Minister to go give urgent attention to those state-owned companies, and we've mentioned it, needs to be stabilized. SAA, SA Express, and Danel, they're not stable. And the state-owned companies that needs to be repositioned. It's SAFCO and it's LXCO. So with your permission that we make it a bit wider and not refined to SAA and SA Express, but we say we recommend that the minister should ensure that stability in three SOEs and the repositioning be clarified with the other two, because it's five out of the eight are challenges. It's all in the report that we consider to do that. On the critical post, I think we made the decision that a critical post must be adhered to. If the department has quantified the critical post with a number, then I see no harm to put the number in to back up. But if you haven't quantified the monetary value of your critical post, then it will be very difficult to put it in here. Can we agree on that one?
But the country has not quantified.
Then,
I know.
One little point. This may not be so little. Oh, sorry. This is your own.
Not every day that you do what you're doing now. I agree with what you're saying, but I think to pick up the point from what Honorable Mukwena said earlier on, under the section that speaks to the committee's oversight, we are shy of what we have been doing in the report. So it doesn't give a true reflection of the good stuff that we have been doing there. And so I think if you remember, what's the place's name where we went to the training at Transnet? There were specific things that they spoke about, that the law needs to something about the training, and I think it was the law or something that prohibited them. So notwithstanding whatever we put in our oversight reports, I think this is an opportunity to, because it's got financial implications, those things that we've picked up on the oversight visit. So, Chair, I don't want to take you through all of that. I just want the staff to revisit some of those things and see in the section that speak to our oversight that it must be beefed up accordingly to, you know, what we have agreed to in the committee already, and bring them in here, because they were important things.
Well, September is revisiting paragraph 8. I think the secretary and the researcher must just go back. What she's proposing is that all the recommendations of the minutes of the portfolio committee under this period under review to see whether some of those recommendations can be incorporated here. But not leaving it aside that those recommendations in the annual report of the portfolio committee, which we do at the end of this year, and it goes to Parliament, it will be a summary of all our recommendations. Just check whether it can also be fitted into this report. Not taking away, it will be in the annual report of the portfolio committee. Anybody else? Mr. McQueen?
Just to amplify this point that the Honourable September just made, we should actually copy the model of the Isibugo, which is the mirror, which the DP actually has. So we can capture all those things the Isibugo, and then we can actually monitor and see to what extent is there movement on all these things. We've got an excellent model of an Isibugo. I know we're not so technologically endowed like the DPE, but I think with laptops and stuff like the ICT, I mean, Sang and Skadi, I mean, they're not technophobes like some of us. So, it's kind of a doubt.
Mr. McQueen, thanks for the compliment.
Yeah, okay. That's number one. Number two, Honorable Chris Kololo here mentioned something about attitude. You know, we keep on saying nine entities, it's not nine entities. It's actually ten, because Aventura is also like the same level of care and maintenance like a PBMR. So the once we keep on saying 999999, it's going to disappear in our minds. Around Lebanon, the adventurous officials will just begin to sell all those assets very surreptitiously. So they're not even talking about this, they don't even know they own them. So we must go back and to those entities there, instead of saying they're nine, must just say 10. And Aventura is also the cause of being as of wound up. Same as PBMR. Sorry.
Any other input? Omelets, so you want to respond, Mr. Boscati?
No, Chair.
Are you happy now with the two recommendations to the Minister of Public Enterprises and to the Minister of Finance?
Yes, Chairperson, we will effect those changes and those suggestions from the honourable members.
To paragraph 12, last one.
The conclusion. The committee took note of the improvements and achievements made by the department on its performance and the financial management of its budget for both 2011-2012 and the six-month period since the beginning of the 2012-2013 financial year. The committee also took note of the decreasing budget allocations and expenditure trends of the department and the implications this has on the shareholder management responsibilities of the committee. The filling of the vacant post was a matter of concern, as it had been affecting the department's expenditure negatively in the previous financial years. Is there anything, Honourable Member, that I must add on the conclusion?
Chair?
Oh, no, yes.
First sentence, I understand the intended meaning of the first sentence, but to me it's not something is missing when you say and the financial management of its budget for both 2011-2012. That sounds as one financial year on its own. I wonder if I'm making sense, sir.
Makes sense. You just need to clarify that one.
Yeah.
It's a perfectly valid remark. Can you just rework it? It's two separate reports, please. And just a point of Mr. Mokwena on Aventura. We discussed it earlier today, but we haven't made a decision on that. In the annual report currently that comes to the portfolio committee next week, there is a pronouncement on the final decision of Aventura. I think you must just capture that here in this report too, so that we can just get closure on it. No, the annual report pronounces on Aventura and the final decision that was taken. I think think it must be captured in this report so that, that we get closure and understand what happened with Avatura. We raised it earlier and we didn't capture it. And we asked the secretary and the researcher just to find a slot in this report to pronounce on what the DCE has decided of Aventuria. There is a definite decision. There was a board meeting that concluded it. So let's put it in the report. And it's in this report. I can't find the paragraph, but it's in here. Can Honorable Khololo or Honorable Bowman?
Thank you very much. I'm here about but there's also this other one, this RSVR.com. I don't know if you've heard about that.
It's also in the annual report, fully discussed.
No, it's not there. It's not there, but it was one of the entities. And we did not hear anything about the winding up of that one as well. RSVR.com. Researcher, can you make a note?
Can you just look at that? But let's discuss whether it needs to be in the BRRR report, and then make a decision. If it needs to be there, put it in. If it needs to be dealt somewhere else, we deal it with it somewhere else. Can we conclude? Are you happy with the BRRR report, Honourable Bowman? Sorry.
I just want to take back a little bit of an improvement under your conclusions. The committee notes the improvements. Take out that took and of. The committee notes the improvements in the chief. And also in your second sentence. That's the same. And then do you want me to read out the suggested? No, there was a point that you asked me just to scribble something down, which I've done.
Yes.
Regarding the Kusile Madupi. Alright, this is far from being perfect, but our intellectuals here will sort it out for us, I'm quite sure.
This is
now under observations at the end of that. Although the policy regarding the integrated resource plan rests with the Energy Department, the committee notes that is concerned that beyond Kusile Madupi, there are no plans for further build programs and requests the Department of Energy to urgently give attention to the plan to ensure that Eskom has continuity in its delivery, something like that. I'm not sure.
If it's an observation, you cannot make a request. So rather keep your sentence with the observation, and we keep it as an observation, and take out the request. Can we agree on this one?
Yeah.
Agreed. And then the last one, Honourable Bowman, you also said you wanted to the Auditor General said Manchin should put measures in place to ensure that compliance with all relevant legislation and the care maintenance agreement is adhered to. You remember you right in the beginning of the meeting? Okay. And I think with your permission, the Auditor General recommendation of management of PBMR, care and maintenance, should be put it under a recommendation or an observation. Can we put it under recommendation to the Minister of Public Enterprises? The Auditor General made a recommendation when he was here earlier to say management, that's now PBMR, which is under ESCOM, should put measures in place to ensure compliance with all relevant legislation and that the care and maintenance agreement of PBMR are adhered to or is adhered to. That was a recommendation. Can we put it in? Agreed? Can I ask you to, what do you need now for us? Can we, do you need the report as a whole to be approved?
You can approve.
Can we, we put the report with amendments to be approved and adopted by the committee? Agreed?
Yes.
Honourable Michael.
Chair, thank you. Chair, the Democratic Alliance still has to go in caucus with our leadership about the report. So we abstain from adopting anything because we still need to present this report to our caucus. Thank you.
Noted.
Chair.
Mr. Nana.
I know your first question would be, but do you have scope policies?
You want to inform us?
Chair, whilst the Congress of the People does not have a problem with the report as it stands, but I think it's a matter of protocol on my part to get an ear with my leadership and I'll revert to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Nana. We take note. Can we then adjourn the meeting? Thank you for your attendance.
What is the status of this report now? Are we postponing decision or adopting it now?
Chair, you don't need to answer that. I move the report.
The report is, a suggestion is for the report to be removed.
Removed?
A seconder? No, it's moved.
I second the motion.
Seconded. Agreed to with the two observations by the DA and the COP. Thank you. The meeting is adjourned.
The minute. Why? Yeah, for sure.
No, you don't have a bag. I refuse. I can't find a
you're telling companies to repetitiously. You're telling companies to repetitiously. And what about them? Yeah? Yeah, what?
What
they gave you that one? You, Paolo? Paolo? Yeah.